Blog Talk Radio.
Six Man
Radio.
Six Man
Radio.
Yo, check this out. It's Soul Brother Number One, Pete Rock, man. And you're checking out Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop music. You know what I mean? Soul Brother Number One.
Throwing dust up on a coca leaf and coping off it. Bad temper, short fuse, quick to flare out the fit. Better call a witch doctor, tell her bring the potent proper. Got a heroin itch. Throwing dust up on a coca leaf and coping off it. Bad temper, short fuse, quick to flare out the fit. Better call a witch doctor, tell her bring the potent proper.
You got a tip and really chump tip it up. This is Panama, elephant skin, brim temperature, 1,000. Maybe 100 million honeybees buzz. Many ripples turn out of Santa Monica, Boulder. Give it to daddy, over shoulder, Tony Atlas. Told that my turnbuckle turn into a turtle. And the fact is, you move too fast, you can't touch it.
So disgusting. Niggas is yellow like the Mustang. 80 blocks from Tiffany, the topic of discussion. Enforce the rap, give them something to follow. Yeah, you kinda nice, but your beat's kinda hollow. We living on borrowed time, what a sorrow. Gotta hustle, no time to wait. 8 days, something new, can't hesitate. Swing the cane like Donald Blake in the door. Show you a couple things that you've never seen before. Now take it down, 80 blocks from Tiffany, the store.
Nigga, you ever been there?
Infinity interlude, I'm in the mood. I'm a royal to auto, hit 80 settling on cruise. The Remy making her ooze, slip off your shoes. Screen shooting the cinema through the lens of the tomb.
Pull up in a rhythm machine, and they fall in. Freakish love, pieces of a dream, I'm recalling. Kiss my double barrel, cause the BG lean is clean. LTD is G-Bot, unlimited orchestra. She addicted to Barry White, keep strawberry pills forever. Pull a sister, sledge, hammer if I ask. BX Mass Crusaders, and native Peter Parker. Me and Layla in Washington, underneath the moon.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got every damn thing. Hell, we got plenty to drink. Hell, we got wine, beer, whiskey, cheese.
Pulling pedals off a bezel, switching levels in a Lincoln Globe, trying candy cotton, and we knocking while we're even. I'ma tell you like I tell them, from the Vernon to the Pelham, we gon' spill it on them tonight, night.
A soul combination, backed up by Apollo Show Band. A nation of millions, into the Tiffany spilling. A shine over Sly Stones, Lennon, Carter, Yoko. Let's coast to the Kokomo, and take it slow.
Low sipping like whiskey inside of my cup. Get a lick it up in the bench of Tiffany cup. Bugged out how they admiring the siren and never before the sound. Trying to get up inside them, describing it so violent. That's how you turn them off. These niggas calories, dancing just to burn them off. What is born, I see it leaning them on. I'm blowing them, leaning on. So they relieve them of they see that they spawn. See that cherry and popping it like Molly. Sorry, pardon my friends like Les Miserables. Or the market inside, they find a pleasure in the pain. I forever remain pain. I got cheddar on the brain and it's never the same thing.
Yeah.
Brooklyn love ring like Riddick Bowe. Watch me climb up out of your pigeonhole. Leave them not me to pitch a show. Singing my praises like, sing it all, sing it all. Yo, yeah, sing it all, sing it all.
One, two, three, and. Six Man
Radio.
still mean it's Poppington. So I'm saying, sir,
if she wanna push the button, then I'm slaying her. We got the mask on like the Lone Ranger. Like KRS said, rappers are in danger.
What's danger to a galaxy ranger? Carmen, put the combination to the Lockington. One Rocky Balboa shot to the eye. Pass Apollo Green to the stock car Outington.
Monument, D.C., Washington. Locking in if you can't breathe some oxygen. Yeah, the Four Loko flow. 80 blocks more to go, no siren stopping now.
No fingerprints. Keep a clean getaway. Mask in the glove. Keep a clean getaway. Buzz in the dust. Keep a clean getaway. Get away, no fingerprints. Keep a clean getaway. Mask in the glove. Keep a clean getaway. Buzz in the dust. Keep a clean getaway. Get away. Rip it away now. 0 to 80 and the 90 when it pedals down. Keep them away now. One blast from a banaka and they all down. Rocket launcher, take it off. A bloody monster hit the La Tonga. The Rio Grande Casino was a slam slaughter. I can see the fuzzing tins in the rear view. Hit the roof and heliport to a clear view. 80 black bandits now being bungalows in Bangladesh. We boot a breathing while we calculate the O's.
For some reason, I'm not getting that funk sound in the drums. They're playing it, but it's not coming out.
No fingerprint. Keep a clean getaway. Mass in the club. Keep a clean getaway. Buzz in the dust. Keep a clean getaway. Get away, no fingerprint. Keep a clean getaway. Mask in the glove. Keep a clean getaway. Buzz in the dust. Keep a clean getaway.
Stand up. Get away.
We ain't jumping the bands, we jumped in the beam. I ain't bring out my fifth, I brought in my knee. We ain't know where he lived, we followed his wife.
Yeah.
Saw her in the club, we was on her all night. She don't know she being followed, shorty slipping.
She drunk.
He told her not to go out, but she don't listen. Her man getting paper.
He getting it.
But he ain't built like that.
Nah.
You know me and my niggas. We rob and kill niggas like that.
Yeah.
That's why she being followed.
Oh, he ain't
wait till she pull up to the crib. We make a homeboy give us everything.
Exactly.
If him and his bitch wanna live, took everything from him, the money and bricks. They made a clean getaway. We even took his bitch.
Six man.
A lot of music coming out, this has been weak, you know what I'm saying?
This is true hip hop you listen to right here.
I'm running up on the
get all that whack, bitch.
Blow it up, man.
Talking about you, MC.
You ain't no MC. This ain't no R&B. No whack. But that dude's thinking it's gonna be the sound of the culture, you know what I'm saying? Act like this some kind of fashion show, man. You know what I'm saying? This is hip hop right here. And all you producers out there, you know what I'm saying? Stop fighting my shit. You know what I'm saying? Come from your own heart with this shit.
Circle around the universe, smiling at the dangerous. Glass monkey.
bottle blitz, cracked window candlelit. Shape of the bonanza, magic handle out the monolith. Heavy on the ankle twist, straight eight banana shit. The block is just a candle wick, melting off the end.
City prime time, I think he might mime. Something like Times Square, taking his prime time.
Can I get it A?
Not forget it, B. Rattling time times is something you might see. Rap the Alphabet City Coupe. DMC DeLorean jamming a J-Fox. She blame it on Jamie Foxx. Who's the flash ass asteroid? If you ask the kid, dig. Knees buckle straight off the skylight.
Porcelain dolls, marble chintz. Glass ceiling, love is low.
Hit the roller, get the smoke and burn the place up. Hit the poker table, clean the king of A-side.
Smoking taffy is blowing out a chassis. Tell a rocker match me, AC or DC. Make a funny, funky drummer, acid out of battery. And a battalion from BX, not great for gangland. Not out, but in here, don't touch what's dangling. Elvis collar, couple swallows of the Cobra dagger. You ain't swag, silly, forgive me, I'm drunk.
10 Barbies rolling bamboo, pineapple skunk. Cranberry Camaro, coconut guitar. Countless currency, crook and Ivan camaraderie. Delicate delusions, drizzle out the devil's drapes. Car wash, easy why to kick a sweet tape.
Porcelain dolls, marble chintz. Glass ceiling, love is low.
Hit the roller, get the smoke and burn the place up. Hit the poker table, clean the king of ace.
Porcelain dolls, marble chintz. Glass ceiling, love is low.
Hit the roller, get the smoke and burn the place up. Hit the poker table, clean the king of ace.
Yo, check this out. It's the Soul Brother number one. Peep, rock.
Yo, yo, it's Chi-Bai, G-Sway, Camp Blow Up.
You know what I'm saying? And we 80 blocking it right now with my man on six-man radio, my homie Nicholas Cage, you heard? You know what I'm saying? The home of adult contemporary hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? Six-man radio, man, 80 blocks, baby.
80 blocks all day on Deckington.
I mean, yes, sir.
Six man radio.
this is it. What? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich. What? The GG Bronson sugar dime, can't quit. What? Now pop the cork and see the Vega and get hit. What? What? What?
Introducing Phantom of the Dark, walk through my hazard with levitation from reefers, trenching deep as an E7, showboating with Rugas, flash vines, Belafonte Jigger, let's get forward this first as we confiscate your figures.
Chasing over Brown, levitating Jiggy and Dashiki's the Lahada car, 54, chasing diamond runners, headed ice band, the big killer diamond convention, Harlem Buck strut, freezing world heights, Hollywood, Madam Butterfly, let me in your house, the pleasure, from the knuckle swatch, shadow boxes catching black eye blue.
I play the deep. What? Sensations at the Marchi Barbie, screaming Chiba. Fulfilling pleasures in my castle, blow the smoke out. The Goss of Vegas substitutes when the Dutch is gone. The low don't stop, give me shouts as the season sauteers. Two players for swerving no corners, we magnets to moolah. Living with Charlie's Angels on us, no smiling when sliding. That gets you caught up in the octa or dead if we're moving. It's just like that as we proceed.
Saturday night special, better take it light. Ja Ja, you're a Cappy Sand Quest to the coast. The Key Logo, wire the chain gang. Keep it ears out for Roy Ayers, sip the fountain blue, house of bamboo, paradise.
This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The GG box is sugar dime, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the Vega and get lit, what? This is it, what? This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The GG box is sugar dime, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the Vega and get lit, what? What? What?
Falling sparrows from the seas, a black Caesar, the convincer, silky days, fat and nice, taking flight, down a lawn, sweet sensation, Spanish, flying with the lady Scarface, bottoms up, sunshine, love potion number
and we hit from the magic city, transcending Sweden, on your aura, Fontini in London, relaxation in Bora Bora, got notion to bring it, sing it, never been my function, stoning, robbing, we heisting merchandise and gunning, love it, leave it, but bless the war chief for his fighting, get it, got it, the low will forever be nice.
Yeah, the Sunny Fever, he be sippin' on my red duh. They get you great, cause he be sippin' on my red duh. We float the tri-state, draped in the satin vine. This coolie hijack pack from the sugar shack. Then what we do after we sip the armor red duh? We start the Harlem River quiver, diggin' sweet daddy. Sharpen the crimson blade, hot Sierra serenade. Anatomy for seduction, be this
yeah,
ebony
as junk. We exit the place with grace, jizzy armor rather than burst in the clouds. It pours, everything seems better on flats with love. We move only in the mess, it's slow, it's life, and we can't get enough of this.
The world travel live.
Say what? Yeah, man, it's going down. Six Man Radio, special Friday edition, nigga. Steve Rocky can't blow on the way. Let's get it.
Over from the realm of Illadelph. The planet overwhelmed, yo, just brace yourself. You wanna go against me, first face yourself. I pose threat to whoever was in your commonwealth. The toxin, I'm crushing your crab concoction to the utmost. Examine it's up close to shocking. Now, mic dropping is your only option. Here comes the slim scientist in the flesh. Have you forgotten his excellence? The most poetically invented, right. Official hip hop shit. That's your incentive to cop. This actual fact and not the likeness. Could possibly clone to try to do it like it. Fathom this, levity fabulous. Vocabulous, hold mic like 4/5 and lick shot. So what, like Pete to read rock? Think not. I don't just smoke, I sleep, drink, and think pot. I want the type of vehicle that Brink got. Composer till it ain't shot. My hip hop is wild, mega rock. Continue with forever exist and never stop. What up, whatever I. We can dick in the plot, of course.
Time for that. Right. And it's about that. It's about that time. It's about that time.
For that.
It's time for that.
Time for that.
It's about that. It's about that. It's about that. It's about that. It's about that. It's about that. It's about that. It's about that. It's about that. It's about that. It's about that. It's about that. It's about that. It's about that. It's about that. It's about that. It's about that. It's about that. It's about that. It's about that. It's about that. It's about that. It's about that. It's about that. It's about that. It's about that. It's about that. It's about that. It's
about that. It's about that. Energized like a power plant, blow speakers without an amp, do things these whack rappers can't, and start again, 33 RPM, the hearts of men, it's cold like the steel I hold, on microphones let my words express, movement like chess, my mic a standing wreck like project, it's drastic, top draft pick in this rap shit, you just a fraction, caught up
up in the midst of action. My catalog's current events. Read the contents, what? I move crowds for local events. The showstopper, 98, features Bob Rock and Robo Dindo. Now every MC wanna mention me. Out of envy, unofficially, top of the charts. I played my part, held it down from the start. You know the M.O. Yeah, yeah, Robo Dindo.
And it's time for that.
Rap lines essentially on the MIC. I hold a mic appliance like science. My competitors and clients. Worldwide is my worst coincide with real life. Think twice, transmit like true lies is televised. Take my manuscripts out of context. Who want next? Situation is complex. Stop the nonsense. 98. Time to set the record straight, separate movers and shakers from those that hesitate. Your featherweight, name carry weight in every state. Your name brand, no frail niggas, just marinate. Pete Rock, new world innovator, crush imitators. 5 years since the creator, snuff said as I paint the town red and move ahead.
Cannot be stopped. It is time for that.
Crazy, my dude. How you
me cause I live like a champion. I'm eating scampi and shrimp, and the vehicles I'm lamping in, you can't be in. I'm the one like Mr. Anderson. Rappers can't handle them. I hand them a handkerchief and a hang of shit. It's Pete Rock, the nigga you should be hanging with, banging with. But you having problems trying to tame your chick, and I know it makes you sick. See me in the six with your chick bumping my shit, singing high pitch. She on her sidekick, telling her girls we got that hot shit. Bopping like, who made the beat? Green Lantern, bitch. Yeah, so pay the nigga homage. I'm about them dollars. I could pay for you to go to college. Yeah. Sometimes a little modest, but yo, I'm no trick, girl. Collect cash is a motto, girl. Y'all quick fast trying to come up in my world. This is grown man B.I. and y'all just squirrels. Don't be mad cause you can't do what I can. Like when Jordan went up, took that shot and switched hands. Don't be mad cause you not me. I'm a fucking poster boy, but I am MPC. My nigga. I had to spit this verse for the world and the rest of y'all boys. Rest in peace to Trouble T. Roy. Usually producing hit records, now I'm making the noise. Common point, the inflection in my voice should be the choice to make the people respect the movement. I did it, dog. Of course I know what I'm doing. Pursuing what got tossed in the wind. There was a point in time, me, Puff, Eddie, and CL was friends. Have set trends and put the hood on. But you know the hood is hood, and the hood is who wrong. I ain't Rodney King, so I don't care if we get along. The point of the song is to make the wrongs right. You at the top of your career, but you not at your height. D-Mac or Scotty G, keep my hairline tight. Roll a backward over Dutch. The shop is exit 10 off the hutch. I spit this verse for Unique, 2-5 and Dutch. Reminiscing when I got the name Rock. Around the same time, Hef still live on my block. The game flip-flop, and shit got controversial. Every man for themselves, I guess we going to commercial. Don't be mad cause you can't do what I can. Like when Jordan went up, took that shot and switched hands. Don't be mad cause you not me. I'm a fucking poster boy, but an MPC, my nigga. Don't be mad cause you can't do what I can. Like when Jordan went up, took that shot and switched hands. Don't be mad cause you not me. I'm a fucking poster boy, but an MPC, my nigga. Yeah, get it crunk, do your thing like Cam'ron. Pete Rock coming with heat, and that's word bomb. Beastin' on the track like I lost my Akon. New York, New York, bring it back to the East, dog. I'm trying to make ends meet, staying true to the street. Kill them with the beats, make stacks and still eat. This is for my son E and the rest of my family. Holla at your boy PRB, the recipe. Don't be mad cause you can't do what I can. Like when Jordan went up, took that shot and switched hands. Don't be mad cause you not me. I'm a fucking poster boy, but an MPC, my nigga. Don't be mad cause you can't do what I can. Like when Jordan went up, took that shot and switched hands. Don't be mad cause you not me. I'm a fucking poster boy, but an MPC, my nigga. My nigga Green Lantern, one time for your mind. Yeah, taking hip hop by storm once again. You know? Legendary status. What? Yeah. Y'all niggas. One.
Hey, yo, let me explain something to you right now. You're listening to Six Man Radio, home of adult contemporary hip hop and R&B. Adult contemporary hip hop and R&B, hosted by the Bad Seed and Nadine Michelle, holding it down. They give you the best music, classics, new joints, celebrity guest interviews. Have you seen who's on this show? Have you checked the archives? Go look on the archives. See who comes up on here every Saturday night. There's nowhere else you're going to get that. This is GMS of Hydra.
GMS.
Co-founder of The Plague, co-CEO of MCMI Incorporated. Do I have time to listen to whack radio? Hell no. I'm too busy running my company, running MCMIReport.com, MCMI Records, MCMI Apparel, MCMI Studio, MCMI Everything. Not to mention hosting my own show, MCMI Radio, Friday nights. So do I have time to listen to some whackness? No. That's why when I really need a fix, I tune in to Six Man Radio. Because I'm an adult. Home of adult contemporary hip-hop and R&B. It's in the title. It's GMS, MCMI, you know the motto. In hip-hop we trust, a better ever starts now. And it starts with Six Man Radio.
Six Man
Radio. 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 Radio.
Six
Man Radio.
Goddammit. Yeah, goddammit, it's Six Man Radio. It's the home of adult contemporary hip-hop and that grown and sexy R&B. That's your black ass love, nigga.
You love and it. Grown, you love it.
And that grown and sexy R&B. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes we flip it up and we throw that grown and sexy in there. Not that bullshit. Ooh. With the auto-tune in it and, you know, oh, I need love and affection. No, when we do R&B, we do R&B, man. You know what I'm saying? And when we do hip-hop, we do that hip-hop. We don't do rap, man. So you ain't never going here to all the new listeners that we got. You ain't never, never, never going to hear none of these old niggas over here, man. None of them. Which brings me to you know, the moral of the story. We usually air every Saturday night.
Right.
We're still airing tomorrow. Tomorrow, right. Our special guest is Papoose. Papoose will be in the building to talk about that whole Kendrick Lamar fiasco. Talk about he's king of New York and all that. Right?
Yeah.
But tonight, we got a special show. Reason why we're doing it this Friday is because next Saturday, I'm not going to be around.
Right.
We're doing it this Friday. Tonight, in honor of the new mixtape that dropped a couple weeks ago, 80 Blocks of Tiffany, we have Pete Rock and Camp Lowe. We have Pete Rock and Camp Lowe in the building tonight. In a couple minutes, Nate. You know what I'm saying? Together, they are collectively the group 80 Blocks and Tiffany's. And they just dropped part two. And the shit is crazy. You know what I'm saying? I was listening. Yeah, yo, Nate, real talk. I was listening to Magna Carta for a long time. Mm-hmm. You know, just dissecting it. You know what I'm saying? And then when this shit dropped, it's like it pushed that, like, totally out the way. Like, how you push Jay-Z out the way, though? You know what I'm saying? But P-Rock and Camp Lo, they always deliver. So, yeah. They in the building. They in the building tonight.
Definitely. Yeah. They gonna speak on it.
Word up. What's good with you, though, Nate? What's good? What's Poppington? See, we gotta talk like that for Camp Low tonight. What's Poppington, Nate Deanington?
Well, Cheatington. I am just chilling.
The Chillington? That's what's Uppington.
I'm Chillington.
Yo.
You know? It's Friday night.
The phone lines is on fire. Phone lines is on fire. Look like they want to, you know, they want to hear Cab Low tonight.
Well,
you know,
they should. Please. I mean, you know, it's like 1 week left in the summer. Here we are,
right.
Friday night. This week is bananas starting today in New York,
right.
As you well know. And that's really why we're not even, you know, next week is going to be crazy for us. We're just going to be all over the place.
Next week, I'm going to be in Brooklyn. I'm going to be shooting the 9 times out of 10 video and the Wagwan video. Nate, your ass better be in the building.
No, I'm going to be there. But you're going to be in New York for the weekend,
man.
And that's not all you're going to be doing. I'm going to make sure of that. Believe that.
Word up. Nah, it ain't for the weekend, Nate. I'm going to be out there. I'm going to be out there. We're going to handle this business. And we're going to mosey our way back upstate. For y'all that don't know, man, I'm Brooklyn born and raised. And I'm in jail upstate. Not literally, but I live upstate.
Yeah, you're not literally.
It's fucking jail, man. Albany is jail.
It's like if somebody was going to see somebody in jail, they would be taking that route.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That would be the drive. Yeah.
Absolutington. You know. Word up.
You know what you mean? One day you can't just spend one day. Hold on. This is Labor Day weekend.
Okay.
You're gonna be here. What? You gonna be here Juve morning?
I haven't decided yet. We haven't put that together. But I mean, real talk. Come on,
Nate.
I'm old, man. Listen.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know who's old.
Listen. All that commotion, Labor Day weekend, and all that bullshit. I ain't with all that. I'm coming down to do what I need to do. And on my business, I'm coming right back up. You know,
Somebody mistake me for a teenager, so I don't know who's old.
Yeah,
because
Nate, you know you about 17 out this motherfucker. Come on, bitch. Come on, man. But yo, I wanna give a shout out to my brother Mims, man. You know what I'm saying? For those of you that don't know, him and I, we are a group. We are called Face Off, and we are working on the album as we speak. And the music is incredible. I promise a classic. I promise. So all y'all out there that you know, y'all think Mims is just on some this is why. Watch this. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm going to say. Because I bring the beast stuff, that nigga. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we're going to see. I want to give a shout to him. I also want to give a shout out to, you know, my manager, Justice. Shout to him. And shout to Fresh and Fly Clothing. And everybody in there, my nigga Tramell, my nigga Sean. The homie Jasmine, Jaja, you know what I'm saying? So I got to give a shout out to all of them, you know what I'm saying? And, yo, man, I want to touch on something real quick before we get into Pete and Camp Low, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Everybody out there, we need to start brushing our teeth, man.
What?
You know what I'm saying? Like, listen,
I'm going to tell you
what happened, Nate, all right? I'm on my way home from work today, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So this girl, right? She thought she was super cute, right? I'm in the store getting something to drink, right? I turn around, and shorty like, you cute.
No.
But hold on. Her breasts?
Oh.
She had the breasts. Yo, she had the funk of 40,000 years in her mouth.
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying? And yo, like, yo, if my face said it all, I mean, shorty should have known what time it was. Listen. Sweetheart, if you're listening, you're probably not, because I ain't giving you none of the information before you could call in. I broke north, man. You know what I'm saying? But I just want to tell y'all, you know what I'm saying? You can't be with the you fly shit and you this, that, and the fifth and your breast. Like, come on, man.
Right.
That drops you down a lot of notches.
You got to carry mints with you. Carry some mints. Just carry them. Maybe she had eaten something bad. I don't know.
Nah, man. No, somebody died in her stomach, man.
Somebody died in her stomach? That's rough.
Nay, she ate a midget.
She had chili that day.
No, she ate a midget and he died.
Oh,
it's
okay.
That's a thousand ways to die. Don't eat a midget because you'll die. Your breath will die.
Well, obviously her breath did because, I mean, damn. I mean, just carry a little mint. Because, you know, sometimes your breath can get hot. Right.
Yo, shout to Shorty's breath, man. You know, maybe one day we can have her breath on the show as a guest.
Forget it.
You know I'm screaming. All right, so you know what? Tonight, like, once again, tonight we got the special Friday night show. Usually we on for 2 hours. Tonight we only on for 1.5 hours. You know what I'm screaming. Basically what we're going to do, you know, let's get into it, man. Let's get into the interview with P-Rock and Kevlo.
Yeah,
I hear them niggas in the back. You know what I'm saying? Well, Pete in the back already talking about sports and shit. You know what I'm saying? Them bum ass niggas.
All the time. What you gonna do?
It's all about the Nets, man. Hey, yo, Pete. Sorry, brother. Love you, but the Knicks is bum, Pete. Knicks is bum, Pete. Niggas is trash, man. It's all about Brooklyn.
I'm assuming you're with the Nets. Yeah, I'm just assuming you're.
Of course, Nate. Where I'm from, Nate?
I'm just saying, like, just.
What you saying?
You know, before the Nets, who were you with? Who were you, like, with somebody else before the Nets? Like, we were with Chicago, maybe?
Nah, I was actually a Celtics fan. I was a Celtics fan.
All right. So this pleases you to the utmost, then.
But hold on. What's more interesting about it is how a lot of the Celtics starting five is playing for Brooklyn now. So I get best of both worlds. You know what I'm saying? You know, shout to Kevin Garnett. Shout to, who else went over there? Paul Pierce. He's on the Nets now.
Yeah, he is. And then the other one, the little one, the dark skin one with the headband all the time.
Yeah, you know. So it's all
I'm
good,
scared.
Man. We're gonna be Goodington this year, Ington. You know.
Here's what I have to ask Ington. How do you feel about? How do you feel about damn, what's his name, being the coach of the Nets though?
Oh, Jason Kidd.
Yeah, how do you feel about that?
That's cool. He played for the Nets. He played for the New Jersey Nets.
I know, but you know, usually they don't jump right in like that. So I'm just saying, you know what I mean? You're gonna be coaching people that are basically, you know, maybe his same age. How's that gonna feel? I don't know. I like to see what that's gonna be like. Them taking orders from Jason Kidd. I just want to know.
I think it'll be all Goodington.
All right. We're gonna see.
Wait, hold on, man. Hold on, because I hear Pete and Camp Low, man.
All right, let's bring him in here.
In, yo. Man Radio, we'll be right back. Yeah. Just Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip-hop and that grown and sexy R&B that your black ass love, nigga. It's your boy Bad Seed, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage, a.k.a. Larry J. Blige, along with my lovely co-defendant, Nadine Michelle. Nate, what's good, Nate?
What's good, Seed? We have
Wait, before you even do that, I got a question for you, though. I got a question.
What's your question?
What happens when you take one of the best producers to ever touch a beat machine, and then you link them with one of the best hip-hop groups to ever go in the booth, and you put that together? What do you think? I'll give you one guess. What do you got when you get that?
You get 80 Blocks from Tiffany, part 2.
Oh, yeah. On the line right now, we got none other than Pete Rock, Soul Brother number 1, and we have Camp Low on the line. Word up. What's good,
yo,
fellas?
Everything dynamite, Jay. Everything real good.
Word up. Yo, man, listen. It's such an honor to have y'all on the phone. Like, y'all don't even know, B. Like, I'm like Ralphie in A Christmas Story right now, B. Like, he about to get that Red Rider shotgun. They told him he's going to shoot his eye out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm excited right now. You know what I'm saying? Word up, man. The first 80 Blocks from Tiffany. Now, we're going to get into where y'all came up with the name and, you know, the actual movie and all that. We're going to get into all that. But we had y'all on collectively on different occasions, and you know, the first 80 Blocks was out, and y'all was bigging that up, and the premise of that was Camp Low was spitting over P-Rock already had, you know what I'm saying? And then y'all was like, okay, well, you know what, we're gonna have part 2, and it's gonna be all new material. I remember waiting. And then being so pleasantly surprised. Yo, Pete, I just told Sonny, man, I said, yo, on some real shit, y'all knocked out Magna Carta, because that's what I was listening to. Straight up. When I got the download link, fam, when I got the 80 Blocks, fam, I'm still playing. I don't play nothing else, man.
Word. That's what's happening, man.
Salute to y'all for that, man. What was the creative process like when y'all went in there to do that? Like, you know, was the synergy just straight off top just there? Or, you know, did y'all have to do a little work to kind of learn each other? And, you know, what was the recording process like?
Well, I kind of said, like, your man make it so easy for cats to get it popping in there, you know, because we had the mic check first. You know,
right.
And then the next time we came through, we was working on an album and a mixtape. Like, you know, this would be for the mixtape, that'll be for the album, whatever. And then your man make it so easy. But let me tell you how easy though. When cats is there, we sleep over.
Yeah.
Your man come through with the flapjacks, big with the syrup and the OJ. You know what I'm saying? The turkey sausage and eggs, but you can't beat that. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
So that'll get the synergy on deck in a second, you know?
Yeah. No doubt.
If from your standpoint, yeah.
My standpoint, it was I was a fan first, you know what I'm saying? And then you know, when we first bumped heads in the street, I went up in a session and just a joint with them in Styles T, and then we sat down and started talking about you know, doing a project together. They actually liked my verse on the joint they did called Smoking Apples. You know, Styles T's on it, I'm on it, and they on it. And
okay.
And then we just started talking about doing doing a project together, and then we did mic check, and then that was just like a tease and a test to just feel out what you know, how I'm gonna work with these dudes, and then it was easy from after that. It was just like I gave them whatever beats and they picked whatever, and they wasn't even really picky about the beats, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They just went in on everything I was giving them. Like, oh, okay, all right.
Yeah.
Because I think that marriage. Go ahead.
No. I was saying there's enough here for part three too.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's crazy.
Because the marriage is so dope, because anybody who knows Camp Low knows already. Because I told y'all when we had y'all on before, like, yo, man, one thing I love about y'all as a group is your production picks. Like, it's so consistent. Every beat is always banging. I told y'all before, I don't think I've ever heard y'all on a whack beat. Like, word. Like, never. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's real. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, it's like, y'all have a certain sound. Like, I would call it a soul sound. There's a lot of soul in it, and you know, I think it was a no-brainer for y'all to link with Pete. I don't know why this didn't occur earlier. You know what
right,
I mean? Because
it
just seems like that was a perfect, you know. Even when Pete did the thing with Smith and Wesson, like, even that was perfect.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It just, I don't know. Like, they're just that marriage, that synergy is crazy. From y'all standpoint of picking the beat, well, was it a certain vibe y'all was trying to go for? You know, I'm asking you these questions because when people are I want the up and coming MCs that are putting together material to really know the backstory and really know like what it takes to put together a quality project instead of just throwing songs on a project. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I really want them to know what y'all's processes were.
I mean, from the starting gate, running with one producer, you know, like Ski, kind of set us up for working with Pete. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, hearing all of these beats, Pete kind of made it easy for cats, man. You know what I'm saying? Because your man got beats, like I told you, for years over there. So we was thinking, like, all right. It really wasn't the thought process too much. It was more like, oh, that's on bang. Let's hit it quick. You know what I'm saying? Before it even get, you know what I mean? So we could get to the next joint. You know what I mean? And he got like all them beats, B. Like I told you, the atmosphere is on deck, so it's like it's real easy like that. Yeah.
And you know, Pete, this question is for you. I mean, you know, more than 20 years doing this and still on top of the game. You still have that old school flavor, but you're up with the times. Like, what do you credit to that? Because while you still, you know, I still feel soul survivor when I hear any beat from you, but it's not a soul survivor beat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So how do you remain relevant and how does that work for you?
Well, you know what? R.I.P. to my cousin, Abby D. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be in this position. You know what I'm saying? He was the one that was my number one cheerleader. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was the one that was just like, yo, got it in you. And, you know, he seen it in me early. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I just love being around music, DJing. You know, I wouldn't come out my room because I'm always, you know, making a tape or tapes or, you know, practicing. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, into the craft of DJing, and he brought a lot out of me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he seen a lot in me and said, you know, I'm going to bring that out. You know what I'm saying? And you know, being with him, you know what I'm saying? He was the one that kind of jumped it off for everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And crazy. The like, in our hood, the number one dude, because, you know, he was like, you know, he was like the biggest star to come out of the hood.
Yeah, out of Mount Vernon.
So I credit him.
Show everybody love.
Yeah, and I also credit him for his words of inspiration, telling me to stand by it, never quit because you got it, Pete, and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I stay tuned to the radio, even though I hear songs I don't like, I still listen. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, and you know, working with cats now like Kendrick and Absol and all the new young dudes, Mac Wilds, a couple of people, Joey Badass, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know,
And the fact that these new artists respect you as well, which is a big deal. Like, you know, some new artists that come into the game, they don't respect the veterans of the game, you know. But as I can see from this, the part two, you have a few guest appearances on here, not just Absol, but Mac Miller, M.O.P., the No Uniform. I was saying to your man, like, this was one of my favorite joints on 80 Blocks. It's one of my favorite joints. Like, oh, I can't stop playing this song, you know,
because it's so smooth,
you know. And M.O.P. always comes in consistently with that, I'm from the streets and I'm gritty, I don't care how smooth the beat is. And it just works. Like crazy.
That's
right. Different. You know what I'm saying? Here at Camp Low and Camp Low and M.O.P. on a Pete Rock record.
Exactly.
Like, that's a hip hop. Come on, man. Like, that's a hip hop head dream, B.
Exactly.
Like, yo. Everybody that is from the 90s, you know what I'm saying, from that era, I'm pretty sure stood up, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm proud of y'all for just putting out the quality material, man, because what the hell is going on, bro?
Yeah.
What the hell is going on, man?
Right.
What's going on?
You know what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's just the hip-hop community now has spectrums of different types of hip-hop now. You know, you got bubblegum, you got the kiddie style, you got South, you got, you know, Northwest, all kind of motherfuckers making shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know what I'm saying? And now it's just changed. It's just changed. The business side of it changed. You know, people are doing it different now, and the business is done different now. And, you know, it's just a lot of it had to do with just the greed of you know, people just doing it for doing the music for the money now. It ain't even
right.
You could do it for the money, but do it for the love too, though. You know, keep it fresh. Right. Like, you know, don't just be a follower, be a leader, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, don't make it one way, you know. Can't have it one way and it still be exciting.
Exactly. That repetitive beat. It's like, it's so retarded. But that's the great thing about the show and what Seed and I are trying to do. Like you said, there's like all these different genres of hip hop now. So why not have these different genres in the Grammys or whatever award shows, because you can't have pick your poison. You can't, like, and then some of the people that, you know, come on that are like nominated, you're like, who the hell is that? When did this person get to be nominated? This make any sense, you know? So we're trying to get it to where, you know, of course, there should be a show completely dedicated to all these different genres and what is the best of each genre. But eventually, we're hoping that it'll catch up to that. I don't know what you think, Steve.
I got a question though. I got a question for Chiba. Now, recently, you heard the Kendrick Lamar situation. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He came out, he did the song, did the Big Sean record, and, you know, basically said, well, he was reiterating Corrupt's verse from Calling Out Names, right? And he says, Flex gonna drop a bomb to this shit, right? And then goes a couple more bars and then says, I'm the king of New York, the king of the coast. How do you feel about that? About the saying
about juggling everything in between and taking over the whole hip hop planet?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, I was born in the Garden of Dreams, number one. You know what I'm saying? So when he said that, you know, a cat kind of took it like, man, feeling real good about himself right now. You know what I'm saying? But also in that rhyme, your man did say he wasn't going to wear nothing designer with that too. So I kind of looked past it to your man adding a little, you know what I'm saying, a little excitement to the game. You know what I'm saying? He hot dogging. He getting his Adrian Brown on. That was my second thought. I couldn't really be mad at that situation right there. You know what I'm saying? Because cats do take times and thoughts into putting their rhyme schemes together. And I seen he did that on there. You know what I mean? As far as the NY thing, of course it's going to be.
Wait. I think we lost him.
But it's all good, though. I don't really look at it. I don't take it the way it sounds. You know what I mean?
If nobody can't look at this and see that it's a tactic, where was hip hop born? New York,
right.
So you know, cats will say that just to get people riled up. You know, they all know what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
and I look at it as a chess move he made. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
To wake up the game because ain't nobody. Where the lyricists at? Ain't nobody repping. You know the MC game like they should in hip hop. There's certain things like that that's missing, and I think he's really raising the bar. You know, even though if you don't like what he said, you know what I'm saying? I don't think he really meant it. You know what I'm saying? I just think he said it to get a ways going. You understand what I'm saying?
You know what, Pete? Like, I ain't gonna front, keep it real. I respect the fact that that he basically took it back to some hip hop shit as far as calling out them niggas. I thought that shit was really good for hip hop because niggas is running around, everybody holding hands across America. I love that. You know what I'm saying? But where I took issue at is fam, you are not from New York. Niggas have died here. You know what I'm saying? Word up. MCs have died here. Like, it's real. Like, I had my first show here. I did everything here. Like, how dare you, bruh? I don't care if you meant it, you didn't mean it, this, that, and the third. Like, that was so disrespectful to me. Like, I just felt...
You know what,
He took it a step further and said, the king of the coast. Nigga, you ain't even from here, B.
You see? What he did, it's working.
Yeah.
It's a marketing scheme for him, that's going to work for him and keep him out. You know what I'm saying?
Real talk, though, I don't want to shoot a rhyme at him. I want to shoot the fair one with him for my sake. You understand? Y'all, I'm tired of the disrespect. We've been getting disrespected for so long, and you know what? I do blame New York.
I don't want to make it like that. I don't want to make it like that because it's on us, B.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We decided to take and put on other people's masks as far as like the sound of music we make. You know what I'm saying? So if somebody from another coast feel like we slacking, but then that's on us.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right.
It's ever since Snoop knocked the building down, man. You know? but Snoop is my man. Corrupt is my dude.
Yeah.
Always a fan. Love them cats, Daz, the whole clique. Even RBX, see? That's my homie.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
all of them,
Superfly, every one of them, the producers, all of them got love for me. I got love for them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But when that happened, that's when, you know, we just were susceptible to everybody coming at us. You know what I'm saying?
On the low, Bin Laden obviously said he thought it was sweet to come out to build this town because Snoop did. He saw the video, man. He saw the video and did it, bro.
That's funny, man. He's funny with that one, dude.
Hey. That's why
he saw the video. I mean, we've been hit, man. No other town has been hit like New York, bro. Like,
exactly.
Actually set planes in here and destroyed shit. And lives and things like that. Had people jumping from 80 80 floors up. Man, shit was,
yeah.
Yo, man. And for us to not stand up for people saying little subliminal shit in their rhymes, that to me, you know, if you want to pull something out of a hat, people need to do that. You know what I'm saying? And don't make fun of what happened to us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
The only thing about him saying throwing the bomb, that's the only thing that probably rubbed me a little funny when he said this. Then he said, you know, talking about New York right after that. That's just like, but I see why he's doing what he's doing. And, you know, I ain't even offended.
It's all marketing. It's all marketing.
It's bigger. It's better than you hear somebody got mopped up in the club, over top of the head, or a cat got popped and they caught beef that way. He going straight at cat's skill set. So you really can't knock that.
I love that.
He's talking about what you mean commercially, because non-commercially, you know, there's mad MCs doing their thing, you know. There's mad MCs still in the game, still putting out great music. You guys, for example, Uncle Murder, Joel Ortiz. So, like, you mean commercially only, brother. You can't really mean that the East Coast is not on their job. I'm sorry. Like, I took that with a grain of salt. Like, their marketing technique. Good for you, little fella. But not true. You know what I'm saying? It's barely true. Like, come on, son. Really? Yes.
But just remember, at the end of the day, this is hip hop. This is an opportunity. People done forgot that hip hop is an opportunity. It ain't a place where you come in and start flexing your muscle and trying to pretend to be something you're not, but an MC.
Right.
You're an MC, then rap, motherfucker.
Right.
You're a thug.
Absolutely.
You're in the street and get sick again, nigga. You know what I mean? Like, but if you in hip hop, then that's what you are. And that's how you should use it. And if you want to, I love the battle rap shit. You know, I like to see the skill set go to work. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And keep it that. And that's it. Keep it funky like that.
All right. Hey, yo. Okay. Back to, because we went left, but that was dope. Yeah. But I want to get back into the project though, too, as well.
Right.
Where did the idea for 80 Blocks from Tiffany come from? Like that there, I need that explained to Six Man Radio listeners.
Well, that's one of those late night, 4 a.m. situations, you know what I'm saying? Trying to come up with new ideas, and came across 80 Blocks from Tiffany, the documentary.
Yeah.
And I seen what Cass was doing at the time, you know, and how hip-hop was coming in and cats were switching up their gang warfare to go get into some hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? But rather than preaching it, you know, I felt 80 Blocks, being at 80 Blocks also was as shiny at Tiffany's, and it wasn't so shiny up at the Bronx at the time.
Right.
And, you know, the analogy is like the shiny radio thing, and it ain't really shiny where, you know, hip-hop started from. Well, anyway, it's like getting back to the craft, but you know, 80 Blocks from Tiffany is BX all day. You know what I'm saying? And ain't want to preach that, but that's what it is. And I think everything that the documentary said, if cats go check out the music we made and the documentary, then cats will get a good drift of where cats is coming from with it.
Right. The shit is banging. Yo,
Pete,
I was telling
you. That's
T,
a great title, man. When she came up with this idea, I was like, sounds just like Camp Low. Sounds just like something Camp Low would rock. You know, if it's not the name of a song, it's gonna be the name of an album. You know what I'm saying? But that's it. You know, and we all from the Bronx. Me, too.
Yeah.
And yo, I was telling Chiba that one of my favorite joints on there is the Y'all Ain't Ready joint, man. Like,
wow.
The chorus, geez, yo, how it comes on. Good Lord, like the shit is
like party all day, Phil. Like,
yo, wait, hold on, I got to do it.
I'm not ready to fuck that
thing. Yo, that's insane. Yo, P, I wanted to ask you, though, as a producer, and basically not even just a producer, one of the greatest. I noticed, no doubt. Thank you. You know what I'm saying. I noticed that you get kind of annoyed when people ask you about samples. Now, is that a producer? Now I understand that like it's got to be sort of like sneakers. Like if you cop some sneakers, you know you're the first one on the block with the sneakers. You don't want anybody to know where you got these sneakers. The first thing they're going to say is, yo, where you get those sneakers? Come on, B. Why? So you could go get them? Like, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, to me, it's a violation to, like, for strangers to say, yo, what you use for this? I ain't telling you what I use it for. You know what? Then go for it. you gotta dig like I work hard to find this joint, man.
Right.
So that's how that goes. It's a 45 too. You know what I'm saying? The original rare. You know, I'm into original rare. I want the real copy.
Man.
I don't want no reissue or bootleg joint.
Right.
I want the original. Like that joint. When I found that, I was in Japan. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you know they got ill records or whatever. I paid a nice price for it. You know.
Yeah. Okay. So you just tell me if I'm just say yes or no. Is that Michael Jackson?
Of course not.
Okay.
Of course not.
It had that feel to it.
Lots of people were inspired by the Jackson 5. You know, when they came, then all the little kitty groups started coming. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, the Silvers was one. And, a little piano player named Lucky Peterson, who used to, you know, be on the Diana show with the Jackson 5 and all of that. And like, you know, you have these little
Pete.
Young stars, Foster Silvers and all of them. You know what I mean? This one is some rare, it's some group that you never ever heard in your life. And it's kids.
Yeah.
It's not, you know what I'm saying? They're young kids singing.
Mm.
Mm. Crazy.
That's bananas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, awesome. Before we let y'all go, what's y'all's favorite record?
On 80 Blocks?
Yeah, on 80 Blocks. Like the one, like just that one that you just like, oh man.
See, you got one? You got one, T?
I can't really say I got one.
Right. I got one plus one plus one. Plus one.
let's hear them plus ones.
I like what Y'all Not Ready is one, mm-hmm. And I like Dream Journey, and I like No Uniform.
Yeah.
Oh man, I like Glitter and Gold.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, that's crazy.
I like a lot of.
Yeah. Yeah, the Mac Miller
joint. That Mac Miller joint is crazy. Pete, I heard
you like
that one? The Megan Good, where you like talking about all the fly honeys. Oh man, that's dope. You know, because you know, it's just like Biggie's song when he won Dreams of Fucking an R&B Bitch. When I was listening to it, I was like, oh, this is like reminiscent of that whole feel.
Yeah.
Pete, I read on Huffington Post that this is the first time he actually released a free mixtape. What made you do that?
I don't know. I felt like the community don't get the music, you know, the real good music that, you know, they complain about on the radio. So why not get it for free from me? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Give it back to the community free because, you know, there's music that they would, better music that they would like to hear.
Right.
I'll just give it back to them like that. you know, heat the streets up a little bit, and then, you know, it wasn't even really, you know, mixtapes. I don't know, I just made the decision to do it. Like, I got so many beats, I'm just like, you know what, let me decide, let's do it. You know what I mean?
Yo, y'all better stop sleeping on Free Rock, B. Word up, y'all better stop sleeping.
You know, it ain't. I don't even think it's that. I just think, like, some of the disrespectful new dudes think it's over once they in it. They think everyone else is dead. You know what I'm saying? And to me, like, you know, if I'm passionate about music and I love making beats, it ain't no stopping me, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm sitting on a mountain right now, like, just, you know, with Camp Row, I didn't have to make nothing new. I just gave them shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, your head. You know what I'm saying?
Any more collabos coming soon?
Yeah.
I'm working on something with Smoke Dizza. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm working on, yeah, we can do a little something together, a little project or whatever.
All right.
Chopping it up with him. Pete Rock and Feel Smooth are doing a re-record of Mecca and Soul Brother live with a live band, like, and like, yeah, we doing all, like, you know, all this, you know, the album again, but live, you know, unplugged shit. But,
oh my God, that's gonna be so fire!
Yeah.
Can't wait for that.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that with C. Allen, and you know, we're gonna have some bonus tracks on there with some of these, some time, you know, to get some of these new dudes on there.
Yeah, and the P-Rock premiere joint.
Yep, that's coming in 2014.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. Wait, right. Y'all didn't do the East River yet, did y'all? Is that upcoming? Is that coming?
Nah, that's coming. It's coming up soon.
Okay. All right, cool. All
right,
cool.
All right,
it's a full moon out tonight. I'm looking outside of my own. It's a full moon.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy. All right, well, yo, fellas. I want to thank y'all for calling in. It was definitely an honor to have y'all on the show. And
yeah, sure enough.
And 80 Blocks of Tiffany Part 2, this is getting heavy rotation, period. That's it.
Yeah.
Okay. The Uncle Murder joint, that shit is crazy. Everything
yeah,
on there.
Murder did his thing on there and killed that getaway.
That's
second.
Yeah, that's definitely on deck. word, no doubt. Hey, yo, I salute y'all, and yo, we big fans over here, man. Word up, and hopefully we can have y'all back on again. Word up.
Yeah, definitely.
Word up. And we'll be right back, y'all, Six Man Radio. Wait, what happened? Nah, what happened?
Hey, we're going to say, next time we'll have Suede on next.
Yeah,
that's all good. Yeah. It's all shout to Suede, man. Word up. They held it down for you, bruh. Word up.
Yes, sir.
Word up. Salute. And yo, please don't hang up. I want to get a drop real quick. All right. Six Man Radio. We'll be right back.
Six Man Radio.
All the mother niggas lame and you know it now. When a real nigga hold you down, you supposed to drown. Doing in the club on a Thursday. She said she only here for a girl birthday. They order champagne but still look thirsty. Rock Forever 21 but just turned 30. I know I got a bad reputation. Walk around always mad reputation. Leave a pretty girl sad reputation. Start a fight club, bad reputation. I turned the nightclub bad at a basement. I turned the plane around, your ass keep complaining. How you gonna be mad on vacation? Dutchin' winding around all these Jamaicans.
This that prime shit. This that what we do, don't tell your mom shit. This that red cup all on the lawn shit. Got a fresh cut straight out the salon, bitch. Close your eyes and let the word paint a thousand pictures. One good girl is worth a thousand bitches. Bam! Bam!
Uh-huh, honey.
Yeah, man, this is Puma from VH1's Black Ink Crew. Yeah, now listen to 6 Minute Radio, home of that adult contemporary hip-hop.
Me and my bitch took a little trip.
Six Man, down to the garden.
Took a little dip. Apple juice fall. Took a little sip.
Hey yo, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, where niggas hold text like they mad at the ref. That's why I keep a cross on my chest, either that or a vest. Do you believe that Eve had Adam in check? And if so, you gotta expect to sip juice from the forbidden fruit and get loose.
Me and my bitch took a little trip down to the garden. Took a little
dip.
Apple juice falling from my lips. Took a little sip, boom.
Hey yo, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, where niggas hold text like they mad at the ref. That's why I keep a cross on my chest, either that or a vest. Do you believe that Eve had Adam in check? And if so, you gotta expect to sip juice from the forbidden fruit and get loose. Cold as a king, most definite. My little black book thicker than the Old Testament. Niggas pay my head, but the pussy so separate. Same bitch giving brains to the minister. The same reason they call Mrs. C the finisher. Forbidden fruit, watch for the Adam's apple. Slick with words, don't hate me, son. What you eat don't make me shit, and who you fuck don't make me come. Put a price on my head, won't make me run. Try to kill me, but it can't be done, cause my words gonna live forever. You put two and two together, cold here forever.
Me and my bitch took a little trip.
Six Man
Radio. Took a little sip, oh, apple juice falling from my lips. Took a little sip, bitches coming.
You know that
money coming, go.
You know that
love coming, go.
Don't shit, man.
Bitches coming, go.
You know that
money coming, go.
You know that
love coming, go.
Don't shit, man. Take a seat, baby girl. You've been all on my mind. I know I ain't called, got a part of my grind. Just copped the Maroon 5, no Adam Levine. Came a man by myself, only father was time. I know that she relate, baby daddy ain't shit, so she raised that nigga kids, but she swallowing mine. And that's why you all on my mind. All on my line, like calling number nine. Cause the nigga popping like Harlem in the 9-7. Way before Mace was a reverend, I was a young nigga making A's at 11 or 12. Trying to get a taste of the heaven or hell. Only time gonna tell. Fuck a while I'm on my home, baby, don't yell. How many records do a nigga gotta sell just to get the cover of the double XL? A fader. Fuck the magazine hater. When I say that I'm the greatest, I ain't talking about later. I'ma drop the album same day as Kanye, just to show the boys the man now, like Wanye. And I don't mean no disrespect, I praise legends, but this was next. The boy sick can't disaffect. Life's a bitch and the pussy's wet. My clip is loaded and this is the kisser. Death, black.
Me and my bitch took a little trip down to the garden.
Six Man
Radio. Apple juice falling from my lips. Took a little sip. Oh, bitches coming, go.
You know that
money coming, go.
You know that
love coming, go.
Don't shit, man.
Bitches coming, go.
You know that
money coming, go.
You know that
love coming, go.
Don't shit, man.
Peace and love, y'all. This is Jill Scott, chilling with Six Man Radio, you know the home of adult contemporary hip hop.
Only man above me is God himself. All these other niggas is below me. Word to fight Q-Tip, Ali and Jerobi. But I'm Queens, cold as a king. And you know that. Started with a dollar and a dream. And you know that. Never give a bird but your ring. You should know that. Bitch.
Bitch.
That should be my new ad-lib.
Bitch.
I got a new one. I finally got a cool ad-lib. I used to cool shit.
Bitch.
I'll be at all the shows. Everybody be like,
bitch.
Six Man
Radio. Yo, what up, y'all? I'm DJ Premier, and you checking out the Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop. You heard? That's what it do, that's what it does, and that's what it's going to be. One love.
We done came up. That's what I tell you. On the regular.
Six men.
Looking at problems, colors, faces. Observing what my brothers faces. In all races, lost to generations. Avoid hatred. See what your eyes dilated for the sake of the genes. But keep it sacred, Jesus. The rat race, we take the cheese. Jack cheddar from the make believe. Break the on the ACD. Rocking the red and black lumberjack faithfully. I'm a Brooklyn. Basically, I grind with the grimiest. Learn how to eat in the jungle full of hyenas and vultures. Don't worry what a verse will cost ya. From the young scorcher, just remember who taught ya. I'ma spark it off unorthodox. Won't sign to no major, no wager. Less than a 3 million offer. Off the top, I'll be in a box when my coffee drops. Why settle for an office spot? So always make it off the block. Let this support they still snitching. Let me guess, that's your man again. Leave him shook where he's standing and quit the shenanigans. Have you panicking, induce damage until you're vanishing. Was the tour properly, resort tops examining. This is for my real hip hop fans in them. I dispose for them, leave fake MCs in the postmortem. Money ain't a thing, if I got it, I won't spend. All I got is my pros, I don't need no friends. Feel like this glory road is coming to an end. The only soul that won't sin, no, he won't give in. No, this world is bone chilling. Make meals in Hell's Kitchen with these dishes. Properly delivered, drive it. I bring that back to my property, Richard. It ain't easy being disloyal when you got this much going for you. It ain't hard to be disloyal. Coming straight from the soil with lies and never coil. Start to think pretty often. Your career won't disloyal. The kid is that sick, so expect more offerings. I'm the chosen one, so you can expect more offerings. I'll be sunning, so expect less offerings. Best rapper alive, hear that line, use less often. Word to God, I'm the best offering. BMX like Hoffman. Man, your boss, man. Got Jimmy Fallon and Dawson. Support the fortune. They said next up. So I stepped up. Fly like I dressed up. Hang like up. Like orangutans in the west of the motherland. But I got the swing of no other man. Brother man. They can't understand. Pro era boys pop rubber bands.
Everybody love him. Yeah. Pop, look, pop, and I don't keep my head up, I keep it down, cause God do.
Solo.
Hey, look, don't worship me, I'm not Christ.
Solo.
I'm not God, but I try to be.
Six Man
Radio.
Check.
Solo.
Check.
Solo.
Damn right, I'm selling out. Case one of my niggas go to jail, I could bail him out. I heard that Lucifer's the angel of music. This is preposterous. So much for gospel, we are stupid. Look,
amen.
Toast to the gods. Delamo Boulevard, that's where I was. Pacing back and forth like I was on drugs. And I was, but I was coming up with some raw shit. It was either this or hitting licks with what's the name in here. They had that work. Turns out I'm selling Krennic anyway. She been standing in line since the AM just to hear my statement. I ain't the black lip bastard no more. I'm more mature.
Solo.
Call me the black lip pastor. I walk on holy water.
Solo.
Joseph ain't my father. Holla, holla.
When he gon' come, when he gon' go. Only time will tell. Only God knows. Cold and thunder moves.
It's only a matter of
hot
time.
Hot and thunder sun. Many gon' come, but there is only one.
Assassinated by the government. Reverse psychology, they gotta keep me alive to make like what I'm saying is lies.
Surprise!
I just left Burberry and dropped five like I went half on a dime, but not this time.
Solo!
And I don't find it odd, I'm breaking even.
Nah.
Maybe I should have prayed to Jesus instead of Herbert Stevens.
Yes.
I'd rather murder beasts than murder people for this reason. I seek an instrumental when attempts to leave it bleeding. You a menstrual cycle with flower petals to a Harley. Rap J
genius to decode it for me. Homie, I came from nothing. No, really, I came from nothing. You got here, but you came for nothing. No, really, you came for nothing. Bitches and money, me too. I came for change. Too much pussy in this game. What's my motherfucking name?
Soto. When he gon' come, when he gon' go. Only time will tell, only God knows. Coldest under moon, hottest under sun. When he gon' come, but there is only one. Soto, 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 Soto.
About talking about fucking me and all that. No, fuck that, nigga. I got you. Grab me in two half.
Six Man Radio, your girl Nadine. Then back from that break. I hope you guys enjoyed Pete Rock at Camp Low. I'm waiting for my man the Bad Seed to come through the door. Let's see what he's up to.
Yeah, we're here. Six Man Radio. I have my shit on mute. Like a dumbass. Yo, you know, Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop and that grown and sexy R&B that your black ass love. We had a great show on this Friday evening. You know, we usually don't rock on Fridays, but we was here. Shout out to Pete Rock. Shout out to Camp Low, 80 Blocks from Tiffany's Part 2. Y'all make sure y'all pick that up. It's on Dat Piff right now.
Get
pick it.
It
up. I promise you, it's fire from top to bottom, baby. Promise you. And tomorrow. Tomorrow, make sure you tune in tomorrow, because tomorrow we have Papoose in the building. Papoose. And he is talking about Kendrick Lamar and the record that he did about Kendrick. Good Lord, this shit is crazy. Well, you know, and you know, I'm all about, yo, I still want to shoot the fair one with Pat. Not Pat, oh, Pat's my nigga. Shout out to him. I still want to shoot the fair one with Kendrick. Nate, how
right.
The fuck is Kendrick going to get out of Brooklyn this weekend? Ain't the VMAs in Brooklyn this weekend?
Yes, at the Barclays Center.
Yo, how Kendrick getting out of Brooklyn? See, this can't be like back in the Brooklyn. Remember when Big was going at it with the West Coast and Snoop and them niggas was in New York and they were shooting at people where they was knocking down the buildings and Biggie was on 97. It's like, yo, New York, I know y'all ain't gonna let them shoot that video out here. What happened? 10 minutes later, them niggas was bucking that Snoop. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? So, with that being said, New York, Brooklyn. Hold on, wait, hold on. Brooklyn, Bad C saying it. Y'all make sure y'all show Kendrick a good time when he comes to Brooklyn, Mr. King and the Park. Make sure you show him a good time, okay? What's up, man? Weird. All right, you know what? Yo, we out of here, and we're going to check y'all tomorrow with the whole Papoose thing. Papoose in the building, going to talk about your man, Kendrick. And also, you know, like I always do at this time, I got to give a shout-out to one of the sexiest women that ever walked God's green earth, Nell Carter.
Give me a break, I sure need to be. stop it.
Hey, see you tomorrow.
Bye.